Here's a signal that the newly elected president of Mexico may be ready to start cleaning house. The longtime boss of Mexico's teachers union is in jail on charges of embezzling more than $160 million in union funds. Prosecutors say the money went to maintain a luxurious lifestyle, as NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
There aren't many people more despised in Mexico than the head of the powerful teachers union. Elba Esther Gordillo, known as the teacher, has long been accused of using the union's large coffers for personal gain. It's not surprising that outside a Mexico City elementary school, this is probably the cleanest opinion of her I can put on the radio. Daniel Ortega says Esther always looked like a powerful, despotic person who abused power. He's glad she's in jail. Former Foreign Minister Jorge Castañeda says Mexico's new president, Enrique Peña Nieto, made a smart move by arresting her.
He seems willing, finally, somebody, to go against the powers that be in this country, in a country where power is concentrated in extraordinarily few hands.
However, of all of Mexico's entrenched powers, Esther Gordillo was probably the easiest mark to go after. She represents some of Mexico's most poorly paid workers, yet openly flaunts her love of designer clothes, and the press loved to demonize her. But oh, how the devil kept wearing Prada and Chanel and Louis Vuitton. According to the Attorney General's office, she allegedly used union funds to pay a $2 million Neiman Marcus bill. She recently moved money from a Swiss bank account to buy a $1 million home in San Diego, and she spent tens of thousands of dollars on plastic surgery. Yesterday, Esther appeared in court but declined to make a plea. Standing behind bars and dressed in a prison-issued beige T-shirt, the most powerful woman in Mexico looked anything but. And much different than just a few weeks ago when she openly challenged President Peña in his push to reform the country's flagging education system. At her 68th birthday party thrown by union faithful, Esther said she would not be intimidated and would fight reform she said threatened teachers' jobs. On my tombstone, she said, I want written, here lies a warrior. She died as a warrior. Peña Nieto seemed to take her up on the threat. He signed the sweeping reform bill, then arrested her the next day. The bill takes straight aim at most of the power Esther spent decades maintaining, including a new credentialing and hiring process that eliminates the long-standing practice of selling or inheriting tenured teacher positions. There is much speculation whether Peña Nieto will now go after other powerful union leaders also suspected of corruption. In a press conference, the attorney general would only say the administration is committed to upholding the law and no one is above it. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.